Listen to your God. See, what happens is that people get in the truth long enough to get some healing or something they say they want. Soon as the things get a little bit better, they drop the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's like eating a meal and thinking you're gonna live off of it for 7 months. Yeah, you're gonna, you know, you give yourself the truth just long enough to get out of the situation, like taking an aspirin, and then as soon as you're through, then you don't keep continuing to give yourself the truth, and then you won't keep it. You will not keep your peace unless you give yourself the truth constantly. Yeah. If there's never any time that I'm not giving myself love, then there's never any gap in my love. If there are no gaps in my love, there's no fear in my life.
Wow.
Because there's no way the fear can get in. Because I'm, you know, I'm just being love. Where the fear going to get in? Because there's no empty spots. Because I'm being it. If I'm being it, all of me is it.
That's good.
Yeah. But if I'm philosophizing and if I'm analyzing, then I'm giving my ego something else it can use against me. Because it's just a bunch of information that can be used to make me feel worse about myself, because now I'm not even doing what the truth says. So you get all this study, but then you analyze it, it becomes a burden. But if you use it, then there's no room for the ego to come in. That's why you want to use it. No empty spots. Okay? Okay, this next paragraph. Paragraph 10. Take a little while here. Man, I'm telling you, this is deep.
Find your water.
Is that water?
Yes. Hey. Bouncers, would you take what this laid out? I know you got a cane, take out anyway. Okay. Me and Judy go back, don't we, Judy? I'm telling you.
I got your back.
That's right. You are in an impossible situation only because you think it's possible to be in one. You are in an impossible situation only because you think it's possible to be in one. You're in a fearful situation only because you think it's possible to be in a fearful situation. You are in a lack situation only because you think it's possible to be in a lack situation. You would be in an impossible situation if God showed you your perfection. You would be in an impossible situation if God proved to you that you were wrong. So God does not prove to us that we are wrong, because if God proved to us that we were wrong, we'd have to really be here in the impossible situation. In other words, you don't want God to make your problems real. You don't want infinite power to make your problems real. So the Course says, I used to ask, well, why doesn't God really just break through my dream and just tell me that I'm wrong in an outward way? And the Course says, well, because that proved that you really were in the situation you thought you were in.
Makes sense.
In other words, if God showed you that you were wrong, that would demonstrate that you, the perfect, are inadequate to bring yourself to the awareness of your perfection. If you're so perfect, you don't need me to bail you out. You need me to show you how to develop your abilities to the point that you get out of the impossible situation. Because you have the ability in you. I'm not trying to give you something you don't have. Do something for you that you don't have the power within you to do. And so if God showed you that you were wrong in what you thought about yourself, that would side with the belief that those who have everything need help and are therefore helpless. That's what the Course says. That's the kind of reason the ego engages. In other words, here you are, totally perfect, but you need all this help. And so the Course is saying that's the kind of reasoning that our fearful mind uses. It uses the reasoning that I don't have the power. I'm in this impossible situation. I need somebody to rescue me. And the Course is saying, well, you're only in an impossible situation because you think it's possible to be in an impossible situation. Spirit is not going to side with the idea that you do not have the power within you to free yourself from this situation, because that would be siding with the idea that a God-like being doesn't have God-like powers. But the God-like being needs to be guided, while the God-like being is examining the idea of what it would be like if I was a fool.
That's so cool. That's so right on.
I'm a God-like being. I can create anything because I'm unlimited. Well, I wonder what it would be like to be separate, thinking I'm alone and limited in some way. I wonder what it would be like to forget who I really am. So you're having the experience that you can only have because you're a God-like being. So now we took the joke too far.
Yeah.
We got hemorrhoids and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. We took the joke too far. Okay. So now we're saying, Creator, help. I'm in an impossible situation because I believe it's possible to be in one. I know I normally wouldn't have to develop abilities, but in this impossible situation, I need to develop my abilities to the point that they get me out of them. I'm being the commander because right now, today, I'm deciding for my happiness. But I need a guide to show me how to get to the peace that I'm looking for and how to keep it. Now, I know you're not going to just show me that I'm wrong because that would side with the belief that I'm helpless and don't know my way out of this. But what I really want to do is get you to show me, through guiding me, how perfect and whole and complete I am, and not affront me. See, we don't get affronted, you know. We don't get affronted.
This is an affront?
No.
No?
No, that's healing you. That's freeing you from the impossible situation. It's an affront to your ego, but it's not an affront to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The you that wants out of the impossible situation is going,
yeah.
Okay. The you that loves the impossible situation because it thinks it deserves the pain and the fear and the upset and don't love itself, that part of you don't want to hear nothing that I'm talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Because that would free you from it. Okay? Yeah, that's deep, isn't it? But you know that's the truth. So our Creator, the Court says, does not affront us, and it's impossible for you to affront God. So you need to get clear that you can't hurt the Creator's feelings. That nothing you do hurts the Creator's feelings. The Course says, you know, I'm sorry, but God doesn't have an ego that needs all kinds of intense worship and praise. But you do need to appreciate yourself. It's not like, you know, that's like the ultimate ego trip, you know. All you, come and worship me. That's ego. I mean, who would need that? That's what's an egotistical God.
We mistake that for love, don't we?
But that's what we do each other. We think worshiping each other is love,
right.
But we forget to notice that those idols always fall.
Yeah.
Even when you some, how many of y'all been up on a pedal and been knocked off that pedal like, you know, like a boulder?
Mm.
You know, you know, because the higher you up on the pedal, to the better shot they can get. We've all experienced it.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning, you can do no wrong. I don't understand why anybody believes anything anybody says to them at the beginning. What is wrong with us? Why do we do that? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, at the beginning, when I want you,
yeah.
I just got a single-minded goal to have you.
Yeah.
Whatever you tell me, I'm going to say, okay, you pick your nose at the table, that's so sweet. You know, you pick your toes at the table. That's totally good. She just being herself. You know, can't do nothing wrong. Then 6 months later, you want to chop that foot off with an axe when you put it up. You know. Y'all know how it is in the beginning. In the beginning, you always meet the representative.
Totally.
Everybody, my representative meets with your representative, and then my representative comes back and reports back to me, and your representative comes back and reports back to you, and then we decide whether or not we're going to get together. You know, you need to listen. At first, you need to be asking questions and listening, because whatever you into, they're going to say they're into if they want you. I'm a Course in Miracles student. I was thinking about getting in the Course just the other day. You would go more like, what is your spiritual path and what do you love to study?
Yeah.
Well, Satanism. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week. I got a cousin. I'll give you a number, brother. But I'm getting out of here. You know what I'm saying? Just listen. Listen. The Course says you do two, three things. You listen, you hear, and you speak. And when you really learn to be a good communicator, you don't think before you speak.
Huh?
When you're really good communicator, you allow your words to be chosen for you by your higher self. So you're listening, hearing, speaking, and you're listening, hearing, speaking.
Okay. Pam, write that down.
Pam, write that down. I mean, we want to get copies on 3 carbons.
I'll be selling notes after the class.
A note pusher. I knew it.